The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. Today and tomorrow we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost. And Pentecost means 50, from Greek, 50 days after Easter. With Pentecost, we conclude the Easter season, the season of great joy. Pentecost was preceded by, in the parish, as well as 2,000 years ago, by a novena. Novena means nine. In our parish, we're praying 9 days, a beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit written by St. Augustine. But more than 2,000 years ago, there was a novena that shook the earth, in which the apostles, united with Mary, prayed for 9 days and nine nights. And then the Holy Spirit came in power, like an earthquake, strong wind, and fire. And the apostles were transformed into fearful, vulnerable, weak men, into valiant soldiers of Jesus Christ. So much so that they all died a martyr's death except St. John the Evangelist. Now the reason why I have read today is not because of the blood of the martyrs, but because of the color of fire. You look at fire, fire can be orange, it can be yellow, it can be white, it can be reddish. This is the color of the flames of fire that descended upon the apostles. Okay, my focus today is going to be this. I'd like to take a saying of a recently canonized saint. He was canonized about 2.5 years ago with John Paul II. And the name of the saint is Pope St. John the 23rd. Both of them were canonized on the same day, Mercy Sunday, about 3 years ago. Pope John the 23rd said this, that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. The saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. Now, all of you are called to become saints. The only way we're going to really transform this world is when individuals like me and you make that decision, I will become a saint. There's no other way. Now, how are we going to become a saint? It's the working of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to give you one of many, many suggestions on how you can strive to become saints. One of many suggestions would be get in the habit of reading. Reading. Okay, you can't see what I have lifted here, but this is a book that you probably know. But this is the book of the life of a saint that was written by another saint. When you have a saint writing the life of another saint, that's the best. Like Bonaventure writing the life of Francis, or Athanasius writing the life of St. Anthony of the Desert. This is one of my favorites. It's the life of Dominic Savio. There's a parish in Bellflower, Dominic Savio, written by the great St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco. If we want to become a saint, hey, we've got to read the lives of the saints. They are our models. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to pull out three ideas from this book to whet your appetite. Okay? Okay, the first chapter. Okay, Dominic Savio. Today we had children that made their first communion, two masses. Okay, what were they thinking about before and after they made the first Holy Communion? I don't have the faintest idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. I don't know. Probably little girls were thinking, well, I've got my nice little gown on here and this and that, thinking more about social things than spiritual things. Sad. That's a sad reality of what happens often in First Communions. You know what St. Dominic Savio did for his First Communion? He wrote out a plan of life. He wrote out three proposals. And they were, I will really live out the Mass on Sunday and the Holy Days of Obligation. Mass is going to be my center. Second, he said, Jesus and Mary will be my best friends. And third, he said, death rather than sin. He was only 7 years old. The First Communion kids, did they write that out? I hope so, but I doubt it. I doubt it. This is a saint. And he's going to die when he's 14 years old. In 11 months, okay? He's going to die, not even 15. But he already had a plan of life that the Mass is going to be my center. I've got friends. My best friends, Jesus and Mary. And I'm not going to sin. Sin is mortal enemy number one. Okay. A story in his life. I'm going to tell you two stories. And then hopefully you'll buy his life and you can read. Each chapter is about a page and a half. If we have any catechist here, this is a must because you can use these stories teaching the confirmation kids as well as First Communion kids. Okay, the first story. Okay, don't forget, this is about 1840. So this is about 180 years ago. Okay, the boys had gotten a hold in the oratory of a magazine. So there was a group of boys and they were looking at something. And Dominic Savio smelled a skunk. He smelled a skunk. So he drew close to the circle, knowing that something was wrong. Right away, the boys felt uncomfortable. They were looking at a pornographic magazine. Obviously, it wouldn't be as bad as today, but some bad picture. Okay, now what did Savio do? He rushed in, he took the magazine and he ripped it to pieces. Then he told all of them, go to confession. And they obeyed him. They obeyed him. What courage! What would happen if a teenager did that today? They'd probably knife him and kill him, right? But Savio didn't care. Savio didn't care what they thought. Savio cared what God thought. And one of our problems is we like to be people pleasers more than God pleasers. Are you a people pleaser or a God pleaser? Good question, huh? Peer pressure? Any teenagers here? Peer pressure. Well, Savio could give a darn as to what the kids would think. He was pleased in serving God and bringing these boys to heaven, pulling them out of sin. Next story, one of my favorites. In the oratory, apparently there was tension. And one boy insulted the mother of the other, and the other insulted the mother of the other boy. So there's a mutual insulting of mothers. So they were really going at each other, and they were fighting. And they arrived at a point where they hated each other. So they made the decision that they would go out to a field and they would have a rock fight or a rock duel. So they went out to the open field where there was two piles of rocks. One pile of rock was here and the other one was maybe about 20 steps away. And their intention was to try to kill the other one with rocks. And if you've ever thrown rocks, throwing a rock, you throw it hard enough in the right place, you can kill someone. Now, I've thrown a lot of rocks as a kid, believe me. You throw a rock 70 miles per hour, 60 miles per hour, and you hit the person in the head, he's already in the next world, okay? So, there they were, ready to throw the rocks. And all of a sudden, what happens? Dominic Savio comes out of nowhere and he looks at them about to kill each other and he raises up a big cross and says, now, throw the rock. Throw it! And they're looking at Dominic and say, well, Dominic, you're our friend. We don't want to hurt you. Throw it! Throw it! Dominic, we don't want to hurt you. Throw the rock. And they end up by both dropping the rocks. And Dominic Savio says, come here. You come here. Shake hands. Shake hands. And they shook hands. They made up. And then he said, go on now to confession. And they obeyed him. This is a saint. Now, my friends, you're never going to be reading this on the radio, the TV, or the newspaper. You're only going to read this when you read the lives of the saints. So let's pray that all of us on the Feast of Pentecost will have a great desire to become saints. It's the only way we're going to transform this world. It's when we have individuals like you and me that want to become saints. So let's turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the Queen of the Apostles. She's the Queen of the Martyrs. She's the Queen of Confessors. She's the Queen of Virgins. And she's the Queen of all saints. That through her intercession on this Feast of Pentecost, everyone in this church tonight will have a great desire to become a great saint. Amen.